Subject, should I come clean before marriage? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 25-year-old man, and I've been in a relationship for the past 6 years. A month ago, I proposed to my fiancé, and we will be getting married in a year. 3 years into the relationship, I moved to Dallas for work while my girl stayed in South Carolina. When we first got together, I was faithful, and that did not change until our relationship became a long-distance one. There have been 5 different women that I have been with. I won't make excuses because I know I am 100% wrong. 6 months ago, I rededicated my life to Christ, and since then, I have not had sex with anyone. Part of me feels like I need to come clean about my infidelities before I get married. On the other hand, I am pretty confident that she will never find out because I was always honest with the other women and they knew that our relationship was purely physical. I'm afraid that my fiancé will walk away from me if I'm completely honest. But I don't want things to come back down the line. What should I do? Thanks in advance. You're welcome. You know, just because you're getting married and all that stuff, it doesn't mean that you have to pour your whole life out in front of everyone and anyone. Everyone has a past. Be quiet, Tommy. Everyone has a past. Everyone has a past. I don't think you should tell her. I don't know if it'll do any good in this particular case. Yes, you were 100% wrong. You said it in the letter. You know it. You've rededicated your life to Christ. Hopefully, in doing that, you've asked for forgiveness and all of that. And you're a changed man now. The part of you that wants to come clean, that's the part that you're feeling guilty. You know, you're feeling guilty. That comes with this type of cheating and the things that you did. It comes with it. You're feeling remorseful. Even if you have changed, you're going to feel some kind of way about what you did. The good thing is you did it before you married her. You know, as long as you did it before you married her, you're a changed man. I don't think you have to tell her. I mean, I don't want to know everything that my fiancé has done, and hopefully he won't want to know that about me. Yeah. Steve? And we're just going to get married and have a happy life.
Shirley, be quiet for a second. Let me talk to this boy. Because obviously you're not a man, so you've never gone through this right here. He's 25, I'm 55. I got 30 years for this boy right here. First of all, listen to me. Listen to me. You wrote this line right here. There have been 5 different women that I have been with. Shut your damn mouth. Why are you talking? Why is this coming from your mouth? Why is this anywhere in print? Why is this on an email, a notebook paper? Why is this anywhere, especially coming out your mouth? What the hell could you possibly be thinking? You boy, listen to me. I don't care. Listen. You have no idea what you're about to do. Let me clue you in, because I have done them all except this.
Yes.
Oh, they didn't find out. But right. Man, let me ask you something, man. Where is your daddy? Where is your brother, your uncle, somebody, man, you could run this by instead of putting this in print, calling in on a national radio show? I'm almost ashamed to know you, boy, but let me save your life a lot of pain, and hopefully this girl ain't listening to the radio show, talking about y'all lived in South Carolina, you moved to Dallas. They gonna do the math. Listen to me. Listen. 6 months ago, I rededicated my life to Christ, and since then, I've not had sex with anyone. Listen to me. Ask God for forgiveness and go on about your business.
Yep.
But now, here where you get. Part of me feels like I need to come clean. Okay, listen to me, son. That's the stupid part of it.
Thank you.
See, we all have a stupid side. That's your stupid side is talking. Part of me feels like I need to come clean. That's the stupid part. About my infidelities before I get married. On the other hand, here we go, another one. I am pretty confident that she will never find out because I was always honest with the other women and they knew what our relationship was purely physical. Listen to me, son. Lose the confidence. Lose it. They always find out. They always find out. So you can lose. I feel pretty confident they'll never find it. See, let me tell you something. You, as stupid as you are, because you printed this, you have not covered all your tracks. Women are forensic science specialists.
Yes, sir. Yes, we
they
are.
Can uncover things in the past. They like digging up bodies, doing autopsies after the person is gone. They are the best I've ever seen. So please, lose the confidence that you have right now. Feeling that she'll never find out. They always find out. And then I've told the other women that they knew our relationship was purely physical. See, you don't know women. You know how many times I told a woman that? This ain't nothing but about physical. Okay.
Whatever.
I'm on the internet right now. I love you, Steve. Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. This was just physical. I love you, Steve. See, right there? You don't know women. They tell you what they know you want to hear. Yeah, it's just physical. But now, one of them five women you have hurt, there is a line out that says, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
So true.
The moment one of these five discover that you now finna get married after you was just using them for physical relationship, buddy boy, they're going to come out the woodwork.
Buddy boy. Yep.
I might be at the wedding. Oh, do anyone here see Just Cause? Right, I do. And just hands pop up. But it's going to happen. So lose the confidence. And then when I come you back, I'm going to tell you the rest of it.
So what's your advice to the young player, Steve, to the young
Shut
man?
Shut your damn mouth.
Steve Harvey Morning Show.